This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
I spoke to the president this morning. I remember, you know, it was very rough 3-4 months ago.
President Trump touting his involvement in the historic end to the Korean War. So does President Trump deserve credit for this diplomatic achievement and perhaps eventually even the Nobel Peace Prize? Well, our next guest thinks so, and he just wrote an op-ed on this very topic. Joining us now is national security expert Harry Kazianis. He's also the director for defense studies at the Center for National Interest. Harry, thanks for joining us this morning. So out the gates, you make the case that this is worthy of a Nobel Prize. Explain why.
I do, Pete, and I think actually it's a slam dunk, to be honest with you. Think about it like this for a second. We gave, you know, President Obama the Nobel Prize for essentially doing nothing, for essentially being just, you know, President Obama, not being George W. Bush. If that's the case, you have to give the Nobel Prize to Donald Trump, considering the fact how far we've come with the North Korea crisis. And I think we need a little context here. Go back to January, when we were talking about, you know, a bloody nose option with North Korea. Mm-hmm. We were actually staring down the precipice of a nuclear war. Millions of people would have died if that had happened. So considering how far we've come and how we're on the brink of something potentially historic, I think you have to really consider the president for a Nobel.
So, Harry, critics will say you're getting you're getting way ahead of yourself here. What if it all falls apart? What if the talks go sideways? What if the nuclear ambitions ramp up? What if?
Well, I think we're still in a good position. Let me tell you why, Pete. The president's maximum pressure campaign is essentially the old Cold War playbook of containment. This is what we did to the Soviet Union for, you know, 50 plus years, and this is how we were able to essentially put them in a nice little box, and eventually the Soviet Union collapsed. The same thing can happen in North Korea, and we have evidence of that. If you actually look at North Korea's foreign exchange reserves, they're running out of money. That means, Pete, within a couple months, North Korea will actually be bankrupt. You can't really build a lot of nuclear weapons or ICBMs. You can't feed your people or keep the lights on.
Well, that's true. Others have said, well, it shouldn't just be President Trump. You've got to look at President Moon. You've got to look at China and Xi and say, well, he's finally putting pressure on. But do any of those things happen without the forceful American leadership?
Absolutely not, Pete, because we have to remember President Trump took a lot of risks to get this far. We also have to remember that a lot of people said to the president, you need to attack North Korea, or you need to just do what President Obama did, which is strategic patience, mm-hmm. more like strategic appeasement, and basically just let the North Koreans have nuclear weapons. The president took the harder road here and essentially put this maximum pressure campaign on the North, and I think that's what got us to the table. He also put pressure on the Chinese, which a lot of people said was impossible and can blow up in his face. But it worked.
Absolutely. You know, at what point do we ever learn our lesson? Because before Winston Churchill, there was Neville Chamberlain. Before Ronald Reagan, who ended the Cold War, there was Jimmy Carter. And, of course, before this president, there was Barack Obama. What other lessons, what are we going to learn that strength is what actually brings people to the table and brings down evil empires?
You know what? It's strength, Pete, but it's also diplomacy as well. We have to remember that not we put a lot of pressure on the North Koreans, but we also said that there is a seat for the table of them in the world community if they are willing to change their policies. And I think that's important. You know, nobody wants to ostracize them, and nobody wants a war with the North Koreans. But if they are willing to give up their nuclear weapons in a verifiable way where we can prove that they've done it, there's great things ahead for them. So yeah. I think that's important.
Harry, to strengthen your case, the 2009 Nobel Peace Prize that was given to Barack Obama was for his, quote, extraordinary efforts to strengthen international diplomacy and cooperation between peoples. If that handshake at the DMZ was not cooperation between peoples, I don't know what is. Harry, thanks for making the case. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Boy, some great insight here. And I think that in some cases, you know, though it was seemingly very simple for Barack Obama to get the Nobel Peace Prize, it's going to be a lot more complex for one Donald Trump. They're going to want to see something positive come out of this, although there's lots of positive takeaways at this point. What we can do is pray that peace will reign and that they will be given, I'm talking about the president and those with him, some divine insight and cooperation to, you know, to work something out that's peaceable and is win-win for all concerned. That is our prayer. 5 minutes after the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
To the truth and pursuing it no matter where it leads, because it is that important to us. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, welcome back. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there for you. The Honorable Sam Rohr joins us, president of the American Pastors Network and the Pennsylvania Pastors Network, co-host of APN's national radio program, Stand in the Gap Today. Sam, good to be talking to you again. How you doing, sir?
Doing just fantastic, and it's great to be back with you.
Well, I want to talk about, I'll tell you, the Sunday talk shows. This is one thing, you know, I don't know what's going on with our country right now, Sam, that, in the mainstream media is kind of leading the way here. And that has to do with, there's just no embarrassment. In the Hispanic community, we say, no tienes orgullo. You have no shame. The way things are being put out there, we're back talking about the dossier, some disgusting things that have already been proven to be, rather not only salacious, but fallacious as well. But the mainstream media, what is their joy? Do they just get excited to talk about, people doing bodily things on one another and anything that involves sex and that, they just feel like no holds barred and they just throw it out there upon its viewers?
Well, that's certainly what it appears to be the case, Bill, but I think at the heart of it, when you talk about the media has forsaken its historic duty and role to the American people. The media, as John F. Kennedy in 1961 in an address to the Washington Press Corps reminded them, was that the media is the mm-hmm. only protected industry mm-hmm. in the nation. That's under the First Amendment. That's the press.
Right.
The press is protected by constitutional protection, but they have a duty as a result of it, mm-hmm. and that is to report the news, not be a propaganda piece to tell people what to think, but to report the news so people know how to think mm-hmm. and how to live. That, I believe, disappeared in journalism many years ago.
Yes, exactly.
And now it's become a tool, a political tool for competing ideologies that leave the Constitution and the inherent aspects of our republic and what it takes to keep freedom behind it, become an antagonist to that in a general rule. And obviously, your program does not. Mm-hmm. Ours does not. We try to hold to those things. But I think by and large, that's what's happened, Bill.
Yeah, without a doubt. I would add to that, Sam, if I could, that part of their charge is to document history. You know, because we get down the road, we're going to look back, you know, on these years, and people are going to wonder, what the heck was going on? What were they thinking here? Because we have such a poor record of history and what we've been enduring these past few decades. And the responsibility lies at the doorstep of journalists and, you know, I would say the mainstream media. Yes, we know, fortunately, we have independent organizations like ourselves and like your organization as well and others out there. We're not the lone voices, thank God, but we need to continue to join arms and stand shoulder to shoulder and back to back against this fake media.
Well, we do. And see, and I think you put your finger on it. That whole descriptor of fake news, mm-hmm. as you're talking about it, I think really does kind of go to the core because the one piece, the matter of truth, mm-hmm. truth becomes the hinge pin upon which responsible reporting, responsible news, truth is the hinge pin upon which duty and responsibility turn. And mm-hmm. when truth is set aside, then the platform protected by the First Amendment in the Constitution becomes a mechanism. It's a weaponized tool for the destruction of the very freedom that we have. And citizens, by and large, must understand that, must see that. Mm-hmm. But those who occupy those positions of authority must be taught it, must be reminded of it. Mm-hmm. But frankly, Bill, every person in any position of authority, be they in office or be they moms and dads or be they in the media like us or in the pulpit in our churches in particular, must understand that what they're there for is for the advancement of truth.
Exactly.
If they deny that, then, in fact, we are all on a very perilous course indeed.
Yeah, where are your witnesses? You know, the Bible is clear. You know, you cannot, you know, you cannot convict anybody on, you know, based on one conviction, much less anonymous sources. But anonymous sources in the era of fake news and this information age that we live in, we do it all a disservice at the expense of the people's perspective. We've got a very warped perspective based on, you know, anonymous reporting.
Well, we do, and I think that takes us to me. As I look next, I say there's an implication to this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when we diagnose this and say this is it, and I think most Americans do understand this. I mean, it's obvious that they do. They don't trust the news. They don't mm-hmm. trust those in office. But when you throw out that trust factor, which hinges on truth, this republic cannot stand. Frankly, no church can stand if there's not an agreement in upholding the truth. No
exactly.
organization can stand. No family can be intact. So the enemies of truth, of which we know they exist, and they have names, they really have tried. If you can undermine that very basic element of truth, this constitutional republic cannot stand. And, of course, I believe that's been the goal, Bill, of many ideologies for a long time, to undermine that and put doubts and questions in people's mind, just like the devil did when he went to Eve mm-hmm. in the garden. The first thing he did was said, did God really say that?
Exactly.
And he put in that doubt. If that doubt is there and is not eliminated, mm-hmm. then we become very, very fragile.
Well, the same thing. You know, we've got people questioning if our founders really said, right? So whether it's from the Garden of Eden or from the very beginnings of this democratic republic, people are questioning. And they say, well, they really didn't intend that. You know, the Constitution is elastic. It's like the Word of God. You know, God really didn't mean that. I mean, we've got a governor. I'm here, happen to be on the West Coast here. I'm in California. And there's a governor here that said that God must have made a mistake when he named them male and female, that he really meant that there should be three genders. But I question his rationale on that, because his state universities, I think, have in excess of, 26 different gender choices. I don't know why he stopped at three.
Hmm. Well, you know, and that's where it starts, Bill. There's when God himself asked truth, the the author of truth is rejected, then the Constitution is right behind it, and they fall right in sync, right together.
Yeah, exactly. A Constitution that was designed for a moral people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, here we are. We're paying the big price, and we were so close, Sam. I think about what could have happened if the choice, the righteous choice was not made. And that's not to say that everything is totally righteous about Donald Trump, but comparing the two choices that we had, what would this country look like if Hillary Clinton was in office? How much more would we not be aware of that was going on? Sam Rohr is with us. We've got more from the Honorable Sam Rohr, President of the American Pastors Network, right after this. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
I try to take.
that lyric really stops me in my tracks. Oftentimes we find ourselves struggling with the things of the world, and we forget who is the king of the world. A friend of mine reminded me with this devotional piece from 1 Samuel, and the Honorable Sam Rohr is with us. And Sam, I'd appreciate your perspective on this. It comes from 1 Samuel, this 12th chapter. It says, "As for me, I will certainly not sin against the Lord by ending my prayers for you, and I will continue to teach you what is good and right. But be sure to fear the Lord and faithfully serve him. Think of all the wonderful things he has done for you. But if you continue to sin, you and your king will be swept away." Wow. That is quite an admonition, isn't it?
Yes, that is quite an admonition. And actually, that same type of warning in principle is all throughout the Word of God. It's all throughout Old Testament. God reminds the people of Israel time after time again, "I am your strength. I am your security. Obey my commands. Follow my rules that I've laid down for your good." And as he says in Deuteronomy chapter 30, 15 through 19, you, by so doing, you choose life.
Yes.
So he says, so choose life that you may live, that your children may prosper. There is a direct linkage between national blessing and national judgment based on how we relate to God, his truth, and our obedience to his command. And that's a choice that people have to make. And obviously, not every ideology in the world believes that. The devil didn't when he tempted Eve. And there are ideologies that have threatened freedom, threatened Israel, threatened the Western world to this very day. Mm-hmm. And they also happen not just to threaten those nations, but they've rejected God directly, either through atheistic views or an entirely misinterpreted view of who God is. But that's why Scripture talks about we wrestle not really so much against flesh and blood, but against spiritual principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places.
Exactly.
Ultimately, it's the ideologies and how one believes in God.
Mm-hmm.
We believe in God. We believe in an alternative to God that really makes all these things that we talk about, all these controversies in society and all these divisions, really come down ultimately to, well, then, do you believe God, as the Bible says, or you do you not? And if you do, there's agreement. If you don't, then that's when division begins.
Exactly. And that crossroads is life and death. He puts it before you and says, in case you missed it and you have a choice between life and death, let me give you the right answer. The Bible's clear. It says you want to choose life. And here it is, in a sense, Sam, you know, we got a bit of a reprieve. People of faith came out in record numbers to vote President Trump into office. And like many people of faith, we're going, okay, Lord, you know, we're trusting that you will continue to speak through this president and save this republic. That we are humbling ourselves, we are praying, we are acknowledging that we have sinned against you, heal our land, and we are starting to be encouraged and see some things moving in a positive direction. But people of faith need to understand that the war continues. It's not just a one and done type of deal.
No, it absolutely is not, and I think sometimes, Bill, we get most concerned at times of election because we hear and we see so much. But at the end of the day, the election is but a point in time.
Mm-hmm.
It determines our civil leader, but it doesn't mean that the people of the land have really changed their attitude towards God. God ultimately doesn't judge nations only just because of the leader. He judges because of the attitude of the people. And what it really comes down to is the question is who do I trust?
Yes.
Who do you trust? Who do I trust? I mean, I'm glad that we have a military. That's an obligation of civil government. It's important that we have the best. All of these things are very important, that we have good people in office, but do we trust in those things? Do we trust in our bank account? I mean, I want to have a bank account. I'm trying to prepare for things biblically and as I should. But where's my trust?
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, those passages we tied this morning, we just talked about right now, is that God is the security. It's God that preserves a nation, and an obedient nation, a nation that submits themselves to God's will. God says, I'm going to make even your enemies to be at peace with you. That's where security really comes. So I think these days where we see such things happening overseas, Syria right now and so forth and all that, mm-hmm. ought to be continual reminders to God's people saying, all right, I'm glad we have a military.
Right.
I'm glad we now have a president who's willing to do what a president should do. But am I trusting in that? Or am I really trusting in God and thinking, as I look in the mirror, it's mm-hmm. ultimately my relationship to God plus those around me that make the difference in this nation.
Exactly. Well, Sam, I want to talk about the main topic that we started to, but, you know, such is the case when you and I get together, we just trust that God leads the conversation. Let's talk about what every Christian should know about Islam.
Well, boy, I tell you, that's a big subject that can take a long time, but essentially, what we put together in a book that we've made available now, what every Christian must know about Islam, is that Islam, in simple terms, the most simple way I could say it is that Islam is a political system, an ideology that is the antithesis of, the opposite to, Christianity, the Bible, the Old Testament, and the New Testament. It is an ideology that embraces the Antichrist. It's the complete opposite. When you think of Islam, you have to think of God is not Allah. Their Allah is not the God of the Bible. They do not embrace Jesus Christ. Matter of fact, they reject Jesus Christ as a false prophet. He's there. They think he's there, but he's not the Son of God. So they take God out of the equation. Jesus is not God, and they get very angry about it. So it is an ideology that means, by its very definition, submission, not peace, as they often say. It means submission, and submission to their view of an alternative God. And we would say anti-Christ because of what they believe and say. And therefore, it is incompatible with Christianity. That's why they want to kill the great Satan, United States, kill the little Satan, Israel. That's why all of the antagonism toward Israel and Jerusalem and the seeking to destroy them. It's something that as a Christian nation, when we think that, well, basically everybody's equal and similar, just a little bit different. Mm-hmm. Not when it comes to Islam. It's totally, totally incongruous and by its very nature at war with every Christian and frankly, every non-Muslim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just that simple. I mean, there's a clear demarcation, but if you buy into political correctness and the narrative that they continue to promote, I mean, keep in mind, ultimately, you mentioned Jesus Christ. It is their belief that Jesus will bend the knee to their God.
That's correct. And, of course, we know that when Scripture, anyone who denies that Jesus is God is Antichrist.
Exactly.
That's the definition of Scripture. So that's the starting point. That is the point I tell people to go. If you think that Islam can be friendly to Christianity, go to the central figure of Christianity, Jesus Christ, and see what they say. Well, they reject him. And that is where it starts. We need to pray for our Muslim neighbors, and work with them to bring them to Christ because they need the Lord. But ultimately, the ideology is at war with freedom and Christianity and every non-Muslim in the world.
Well, Sam, you bring up something that's absolutely critical and something that you address in Standing in the Gap is that we have so much power on our side in prayer, in joining with God, in aligning his thoughts, his kingdom, his will to be done, and praying for our, our Muslim neighbors and our neighbors in general.
Well, absolutely. Ultimately, that's our goal. That's why Christ came to this world, is to save sinners. Brothers and sisters who know the Lord, our greatest concern ought to be for those around us who do not yet know the freedom in Jesus Christ.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
If you want to know
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Always good to have you along with us. And for more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there for you. Lou Euler joins us now, founder president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, one of the nation's leading grassroots taxpayer lobbies. Mr. Lou, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, and great to be with you as usual.
Hey, always. I'll tell you, you got a good boost from President Trump last week. He says, look, I'm right there with you guys behind protecting and expanding tax reform, right?
Absolutely. We had a nice article in the Washington Times about tax reform expansion and protection, and the president Friday morning tweeted the following. Nancy Pelosi is going absolutely crazy about the big tax cuts given to the American people by the Republicans. Got not one Democrat vote. Here's a choice. They want to end them and raise your taxes substantially. Republicans are working on making them permanent and more cuts. So the president is fully on board making this tax reform effort the centerpiece of the campaign between now and this November.
Kind of amazing, as you recall, Lou, when that tax package was signed, the big complaint from Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats was that it was short term. Now they have an opportunity to make it a lasting tax, and it didn't take her long for her to come out and expose her true colors. She says, oh, those tax cuts, forget it, they're gone.
Yes, yeah, and you know, she characterized the tax reduction as crumbs. And here she is, the wealthiest or the second wealthiest member of the House of Representatives, about $200 million of assets. Well, of course, $1,000 or $2,000 would be crumbs to her, but they are important and vital to advancing America's families.
Well, what can they say, Lou? I mean, you got Americans' families from coast to coast looking at their paychecks, seeing more money, increase in discretionary spending. It is their money, after all, Donald Trump said, and let them spend it the way they want. But the Democrats say, oh, no, we've got a better idea.
Well, the Democrats have always, unfortunately, and it's gotten worse now, have always believed in government as the tool for advancing society instead of the individual capabilities of families, individuals, private companies, etc., as being the centerpiece for the creation of wealth and the future. And that is the real difference. And they are making it clear now that socialism, really communism, is their preferred route, and they're doing it with regard to tax reform.
Well, you know, my question has always been, so you say that it is, where is the evidence that it's ever been that way?
Well, there is, you know, history shows that nothing that is centralized like socialism and communism can survive very long. We saw Reagan bring down the Soviet Union. The only reason that group has remained in one place is that they've turned basically to capitalism and away from socialism. And that's what's happening around the world. And now here in America, we're getting back on track through Trump's leadership, the Republican leadership. Remember, not one single Democrat voted for tax reform and tax cuts for the American people.
Well, again, Lou, I say if you're going to promote socialism, then show me where it's working. As you say, whether it's the Russians or China, if anything, they're moving off of their communistic ways and trying to embrace capitalism wherever they can. And the reason that China, for example, specifically, most recently has been able to sustain itself is because it's beginning to embrace some capitalism.
Exactly. The movement in China is the single most impressive change in an economic system that I think the world has ever experienced. And it is moving to free choice, individual action, and capitalism that is making China is so wealthy. When you look at some South American countries, look at Venezuela, totally socialistic, and there are bread lines.
Yes.
People are starving in Venezuela.
And what was their history not that long before they decided to go to the socialistic platform? They were very wealthy and self-sustaining, were they not?
Absolutely. They have plenty of oil. They have natural resources. They have the essence necessary for success for their people. But when you choose the wrong economic system, socialism, you get their result. People standing in line for food, waiting for medicines, a total economic disaster and societal disaster in Venezuela.
Well, Lou, the shocking thing to me is that this is undisputable. You know, you follow that lead that has, you know, others have gone before, and it continues to produce the same thing. This is like the law of gravity. You know, every time you fall off the roof and you hit the ground, it hurts. Well, the same thing with socialism. Every time these countries do this, it's very painful. Venezuela, we're seeing what's happening there. I mean, quite shocking when you consider that not that long ago, they were in great shape. They were very wealthy, and they've been absolutely blighted by this form of government. And you've got Democrats and people here in the United States saying that's what they want? Are you kidding me? How are they going to how are they going to alter reality here?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And as we know, a solid definition of insanity is to do the same thing over and over again and expect a different result. And the Democrat leadership, Schumer, Pelosi, and the rest of them here in America are gripped by that fatal flaw, thinking that they can continue to act in a socialist way and yet improve the lives of Americans. They're just dead wrong. They've always been wrong. They continue to be wrong.
Well, they keep selling the American people on a big lie, you know, and recent experiences with Obamacare, a big lie that was extremely disappointing. It's turned our world upside down. We're still trying to get out of the mess that was created by Barack Obama and the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi and the rest of the Democratic leadership. And yet they're still, you know, they want another bite at the apple. In typical socialistic and democratic form, they're just saying, hey, we didn't have enough time. We just didn't have enough money. But if you give us the keys to the car again, we'll get it out of the ditch and we'll get it back into the fast lane of the freeway, which they don't even know what the fast lane of the freeway is.
That's right. And what they are telling the American people, their message is that when you reduce business taxes, corporate taxes, etc., that's just a handout to Wall Street and the very rich. The problem is they don't follow the studies and the analysis that is worldwide now that confirms that of every corporate tax dollar paid, 70 to 90 cents out of each of those dollars is borne by workers in the form of reduced jobs and lower wages. And so they're just telling the American people absolute lies and avoiding the modern studies that confirm that reducing the burden of taxes on business helps the very people who work and produce for those companies.
Ladies and gentlemen, brought to you by the Democratic Party, a proven formula for another disaster. That's who you want to trust come the midterm elections one more time? At your own peril, I would say. Lou Euler, a nationally recognized expert on tax limitation, tax and spend, budgetary issues, and, of course, also the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Lou, as always, thank you so much.
You bet.
Thousands of people contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose. The call and the information are free. Call now.
800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
I know a place where we can go to lay the troubles down, eating your soul. I know a place where mercy flows. Take the stains, make you.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Let's go down, down, down to the river. You
Bill Martinez Live.
Equity America, Bill Martinez here. As always, an honor to have you with us as we continue together to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. John Eibusch is back with us. Always good to be talking with John. John, of course, the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute's Executive Director, author of the best-selling book, The Shroud Conspiracy. John, does that sound good? The author of the best-selling book, The Shroud Conspiracy?
It sure does. It was a bit of a surprise to me, but it's being followed up by the sequel to that book. It's coming out this August, and that book's called The Second Coming. So,
wow,
hopefully
that's
people
great.
Will enjoy it.
Well, The Shroud Conspiracy, if you don't have your hands on it already, available at Amazon, linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Well, John, with the president about to meet with Kim Jong-un, North Korea talking about maybe coming together, South Korea, they've got a conference that's going on prior to. The question is, what would Ronald Reagan do?
First, what Reagan did in the case of the Soviet Union, which ended up leading to the end of the Cold War, was he prepared. And he prepared a lot. There's no other topic that Reagan studied more during his presidency and prepared for more than his summits with Mikhail Gorbachev. So I think in this case, Reagan would be studying pretty hard and he'd have a strategy in hand. And most importantly, I think like Trump, he would sit down with a winning hand. He'd want to make sure that when we went to the negotiating table, that the outcome was guaranteed to be certain and positive for the United States.
Mm-hmm. I got to tell you, when I first heard that this was going to happen. I'm wondering, you know, can I hear Trump saying, you know, Kim Jong-un, tear down that DMZ wall? And, you know, is there something like that that could be a possibility here for the sake of the people of North Korea? And also, you know, relevant to what Ronald Reagan was subjected to. There was lots of people with lots of opinions during that period of time, but he was very fixed in getting the information. Yes, he sought right counsel, but he also was not going to just be wide open to any kind of suggestion.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I think maybe in Trump's case, it's may not be tearing on that wall, but because his singular goal is to drive the denuclearization of North Korea, it'd be something like tear down that rocket. Kim Jong-un has done his level best to test rockets that now have the potential of hitting the continental United States. So President Trump's number one goal is to stop it. And so I know he's driving towards a denuclearization. Maybe we can tear down the DMZ after that, but I think for Trump, it's first things first.
Yeah, no, I would agree. I said DMZ. I was trying to find the right metaphor, but you hit it exactly. That's exactly it, is tear down those rockets. John, what happens if he has to walk out? He said that if it is not going well, he's prepared to walk out. He says, with due respect, but walk out.
Yeah, you know, it's not the end of the world. I mean, Ronald Reagan basically walked out on Reykjavik, and because he saw the trouble that Gorbachev was trying to put the United States into. Reagan walked away, but what did it lead to? It led to the Soviet Union deciding that Reagan meant business, and they ended up with an INF treaty, and we denuclearized Europe with those mid-range nuclear weapons, and the Berlin Wall fell. So I don't think that Trump, as he said, he's not afraid to walk away. He's not going to accept a bad deal for America, and I think in that respect he'd be just like Reagan.
Yeah, some of the pundits do not understand the art of negotiating. For those of us that have negotiated most our lives, we understand that you have to be prepared for all scenarios, including the possibility that you may have to walk away if the deal's not right. I think this is what we're seeing over this whole situation with Iran that's problematic for Donald Trump and those that understand that was a bad deal. And here we are, you know, living with it, and but they're going to do everything they can to see if they can get it modified, even though, the Ayatollah is saying, you know, there's not going to be any change to this whatsoever.
Yeah, you know, it's like any of these major agreements, Bill. The devil is always in the details, right? So what's critical, if President Trump shakes the hand of Kim Jong-un and they feel, if they think that they have an agreement, what's going to come down to is a really close examination of what they've agreed to and what those words really mean. And that was the same with Reagan. And so in the case of North Korea, you know, trying to denuclearize a country involves an incredible amount of inspection and follow-up and openness that North Korea is not known for. So
exactly.
We're going to really have to examine if there is a deal produced. We're going to have to take a close look at exactly what it says to make sure their goal is achieved.
Yeah, and let's not forget there's egos involved here, and all that Kim Jong-un has been beating his chest over and telling his people there in North Korea, you've got a lot of national pride. And just as Ronald Reagan had to consider in dealing with Gorbachev, is that he had to realize that Gorbachev, reflected and represented a lot of prideful people in Russia. And that's a tight wire walk at times, isn't it?
It sure is. You know, think about it. They've got just about 70 years of propaganda that the North Koreans have endured. And so generation after generation of people have grown up to believe and feel that America is their enemy, and that And so you can just imagine the mindsets that have to be changed if that country is ever to open up. And this meeting with Kim Jong-un is hopefully just a first step in a very, very long road.
it is going to be a process, and that's the challenge here in America. We're, you know, I keep telling people we're the microwave generation. We stand in front of a microwave and yell, hurry up, you know. And so in much the same way, you're going to have the pundits maligning and being critical of what is taking place and what they may think is not taking place. But like anything that involves diplomacy and, as you say, 70 years of history, boy, there's lots of waters to get through here.
Yeah, there sure is. No doubt we're living in the instant gratification era. And so Americans are, you know, they're certainly, I'm sure, on both sides of the aisle hoping for success with President Trump. We're also a very impatient people. So no matter what, I don't care if this was President Trump or President Obama or any other president trying to secure a deal with North Korea, this is going to take a lot of time to try to get us what in the end we're after, and that's a more peaceful world and a North Korea that has no nuclear weapons.
Exactly. Well, this is so historic, John. We can just hope and pray and hope that Donald Trump and his team go with godly wisdom, and that there is a preeminent sense of peace that can draw these countries and draw these minds together in such a way that, you know, is a positive outcome, you know, for the North Koreans that have been living in darkness and have been suffering at the hands of this rogue regime. They just don't know any better. I mean, you know, when you hear the anecdotal responses of people who have escaped the regime, it is horrendous what they are subjected to.
Yeah, and it certainly is. You said it well, and I think, Bill, one of the things we've not talked about but will play a very, very major factor here is what does China want to have happen? Mm. Because, you know, North Korea is essentially a wholly owned subsidiary of China, and right. So in some respects we're kind of dealing with the Chinese through the North Koreans, and if they want peace and security, and if they want, if they want North Korea to join the nations, states that are civilized and, get along together, then that's what we'll see. So we'll have to see what China wants to have unfold here.
Exactly. John Heibusch has been with us, Ronald Reagan's Presidential Foundation Institute's executive director, author of the best-selling book, The Shroud Conspiracy, a new book coming up in a couple months, right?
That's right. It's called The Second Coming, and it's a sequel to The Shroud Conspiracy. And I actually, as sequels aren't usually as good as the first, but in this case, I actually like the second book better than the first.
Well, we can't wait to get our hands on it, John Heibusch. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Take care.
Great to be with you, Bill.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference.